The water has to come from somebody who's pouring it. It can't just be naturally pouring out by itself. There's some pipe that draws water from a river. Even if a person draws water and pours it into this pipe, the shefer body pours into it, and then with gravity it goes to the field and waters the field. He can't put his hands in this open pipe further down so that the water will fall on his hands. They don't come from the kohot. Even if the person initially poured it in, but the force of what he poured in stopped a long time ago. Not just the force of gravity, the slant that keeps it going. And Mela, since there's no more kohot of the one who poured it, it's not good. But if someone poured it into this open pipe channel, and the other person puts his hands right near there, in fashion that the force of the pour is still in effect. Even if it's not mamish underneath, the pouring still also on the tila, So as long as it's close enough that the force of the original pouring is still intact and it's not just rolling down because of the gravity, then that is acceptable. It's considered an atila from the kli that that person poured into it. Now, we learned there's something called Matila Zidayim. There's also something called Tvila Zidayim. If you tape your hands in a mikveh, it works. So here, this person knows that he's too far away from the original pouring. It doesn't work. Mitzad Matila, maybe just put his hand into this open waterway. That will work. Mitin Tvila. Even so, it does not help. This is water that has been drawn. And the Mela, drawn water doesn't help like a mikveh. There's no matter case where somebody drew this water and he poured it straight into the pipe. But if he pours the water outside of the pipe on the ground, and then it directs them to go into the tzina, and then he put his water in this pipe, then it does work. Why? To shuvim shimshichu sheira. Respecting Tila Zidayim, if you have water that was drawn and will mamshach it on the ground, three tvachim, then it becomes kosher. Even though legabi mikveh, it's only if the minority of the mikveh was done this way, legabi Tila Zidayim, it's enough as long as the water was nimshach, it was went on the ground before it went into the pipe. But Mishnah Berurah says that this helps only if you have 40 soh. You have a body of water which is the size of a mikveh. And also the water has to be contained in a certain area. Can't be in movement. If somebody did pour directly into this pipe, if he did in a fashion that the bucket that he's using has a hole, and there's a hole big enough for water to come in to this kli if you put the kli on the water. So that's considered that it's not a kli anymore. So what happened was, this person is drawing water from the river, and as he's picking up the water, it's still connected to the river because there's a hole in the bucket which is streaming back into the river. So we're looking at it basically as the water in the bucket is still connected to the river. In such a case, you can be matvil ziyadam, you can dip your hands into the water, the tayris, and it works. Why? The chashivaki lehitpil bi'ar. It's considered that this water is a continuation of the river, and you dip your hands into the river. The nitzik zemer chavei akli li'ar. Once again, this is in respect to Tiyos Yadayim. We are lenient and say that this pouring from the hole in the kli into the river connects it, and therefore, in that situation, you can dip your hands into the water. As far as toivel and the mikveh, this type of chibur will not help. And from Tirsi Daim, it does help. There's other opinions from the Rambam that say that this type of connection does not work even in respect to Tirsi Daim. So the bottom line is that if you want to be choshish to all the shittas, you cannot dip your hands into a pipe that has water running into it that was poured by a person, unless one of two things happened. Either you put it right near the place where he poured, and there it's considered going directly from him onto your hands, or if it's further away, it has to be done in a way that he was mamshich, which means that he poured it outside of the pipe, and it went on the ground, and from there it went into the pipe, and if it's this amount of 40 so, which is some total amount of a full mikveh, then you could dip your hands into it. And it also has to be not in movement anymore. It has to be stopped. Because it's still in movement, the 40 seva mikvah are not matar when they're in motion. Ramah concludes, Ein litel yodav meyosim avonim akvuyim likoysev v'osamim beiskibu u'balza. Someone made some type of sink out of stones that are connected to the structure. You should not use that also, because that's not considered a kli. But if it did have, was a kli, and then afterwards you connect it to the wall, that is acceptable. How could you use it as an atila? It is connected to the wall. If they put a spigot on it, and by opening up the spigot, you will be able to get the water out of it, then it would work. This is not a very common situation.